So close in the end, disappointment, I don't know. I don't know about disappointment. I suppose I'm finding it hard to process an emotion, and I don't know if it's disappointment. I don't know how you can be so disappointed whenever you've given all you can. And I think we did do that. I think we gave all we can, Gavin, out there. I think we put up a display that we wanted to do. I mean, while everybody may not have been 9 out of 10 in that, I think we actually, you know, did extremely well, and I'm so delighted with them, you know, because I mentioned before, like, we fought for the competition, we fought for a day in the sun, we got a day in the sun, and we performed. And I don't know if we can ask much more than that.
We were speaking in your first year, I think, in the similar kind of alleyway like this, after the Wexford game at the end of the Division 4 campaign, and the performances from then, and now, no more what you're saying now, the team's come leaps and bounds, and it's a lot to progress going forward, as it must be.
Absolutely. We spoke inside there, and we spoke about how this should be a platform maybe for progression from Sligo, not a point that we can fall back down. And I said inside as well to yourself that we came here before sort of hoping to beat Cavan, or maybe hoping that we do well. Today we actually came out here, you know, we're thinking that we actually had a good chance winning today and actually winning the competition. And we did all of that. Like, we never died, we fought hard, we kept going throughout the competition, and, you know, with a couple minutes ago, Gavin, the last couple of decisions, scores went against us, and that was it, the game over, you know.
And if you, in another day, you might have kicked on maybe after the second goal you got, and I know that sending off, you're sick being asked that question about the sending off, but that would turn the game completely.
Sending off probably did turn the game, but there was opportunities after that where we could have held out and maybe stopped them getting the last score. Down did well to get the last score, it was a nice point from McAvoy. So, you know, listen here. Game swinging many things, Gavin, and there hasn't been that many mistakes throughout the game, so people probably will look at the sending off. But, you know, we had our opportunities, we had our chances after that. We could have held out. Once it came to extra time, though, that's when 14 men made a difference. You know, and we did really well to hold out next time for as long as we did. But inevitably, I think it was a case we were just going to get caught, and caught we did.
You weren't asked inside there, but do you think it's a fair rule that they came out of Congress when you go down to 14 men, like? Probably proved the difference, their legs and everything, in terms of they had the bit of strength maybe carrying up the pitch.
You asked me that, Gavin, after being on the bad end of that rule. Yeah. I don't know. Certainly the old rule, we would have been back to 15 and the game would have been okay. So were we punished properly for fending off events? Listen, maybe yes, I don't know.
You're talking yourself there, no decision be made now, but I'm sure you'd like to be back here again next year with Sligo.
Yeah, well, Gavin, again, they're expecting to win. Progressing for 3 weeks in the finals, and we've had no even discussions on it whatsoever with either the county board or with the management team, like, so nothing happened so far.
And overall, like, this year keeping them up from Division 4, massive progress. Like, if maybe the Clare game, if you'd held on even for a point, you might have been looking at promotion, and this campaign as well has been a lot of positives to take out of, despite the result not going the way today.
Yeah, I think the Clare game was the most disappointing piece throughout the year, because that was the game that maybe sealed our fate in Division 3. We could have progressed to Division 2, and every step up these divisions is a big step, so it would have been nice to be then finishing Division 2. We're not there, but next year it's an opportunity to get back.
Thanks very much, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Tony, a lot of words mentioned in relation to this group, and it's been mentioned year on year as development and progress.
Yeah.
And we certainly saw the fruits of that today, the likes of Canis, Luke Castley kind of being thrown in there in extra time, Lee Dignan, Owen Smith. You know, there has to be a huge satisfaction in that, in their journey as well, and being, this is the very start of their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have some under-20s in the panel this year, from this year's under-20s. Now, they'd all take time to progress and develop, but I think when you see the likes of Canis out there, and Owen and Lee, and Luke Castley, I think it gives people hope and faith that they can make that same progress, you know. And you would hope that in a year, 2 years, 3 years, that those current under-20s will step up and progress. You know, and we need them all. You know, not everybody in that change room will be there next year. Some will retire due to natural age, and some of them just won't be back. But I think we need that freshness and that blood coming through the whole time.
And we mentioned that actually in commentary, myself and Mark, about the likes of, and just as one example was Keelan Cawley making his debut in 2010. Like, what a servant he's been. Now, we're by no means kind of writing him off at this stage, but like, the longer you can keep the likes of him involved, the more the likes of a Canis and a Luke Castley can pick up good habits from him, you know, getting the likes of Eddie McGuinness back in there as well. These guys are, we've really seen their journey from boys to men now in the last number of years, under Paul Taylor and under yourself. The future really is bright, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Keelan's one of the people you spoke about there who I suppose he hasn't got a game to him the last three games. But the role he plays beyond the field here is such an important role for this team. You know, he is the natural leader within this squad. He brings the team on, he challenges the first team players, he brings the second team and the subs on further, like, you know, and his role within the squad here, it can't be understated, you know. And while he hasn't got game time in the past couple of games in the field, and which he will be disappointed naturally for that, he is such an important servant to Sligo football.